Hello, I'm Mark Elwood, and welcome back to another Nikon podcast. You can check out our whole library of podcasts at press.nikonusa.com, including the one about the amazing new Nikon One system. And of course, you can also get in touch with the team at MWW, whose contact information is at press.nikonusa.com. But this is a little fun podcast we've got today. It's not going to be just about techniques or product. It's going to be picking the brains of my Nikon guru, Steve Heiner. Hey, Steve, how are you?
Hey, Mark. Good.
I'm going to pick your brains about the holidays. And essentially, it feels like it's the Grand Prix of photo taking for everyone.
Yes.
The holiday season, even if you're not a pro photographer, everyone takes a few snapshots at the end of the year.
That's for sure. Now you dust off your camera. Of course, this day and age, everybody seems to always have a camera. And I think that we've got that going for us.
I think it's the fact that we want to help people maybe make the most of taking those photos, because there are some very simple tips about using the right modes or preparing well that mean you'll actually get a good family photo.
Absolutely.
You must tell me, every year, obviously you're a photo guru, you must have a ritual taking photos during the holidays. Which one stays with you?
Well, you know, it's funny you say that, because even though I'm a photographer and I've been taking pictures for a long time, when it comes to the holidays, really, I kind of put that stuff away, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm like everybody else. I want it to be easy and convenient, and I'll usually take a pocket camera or two, and I'll, you know, share them around and take photographs. But I think the most important thing, of course, because I don't get to see my family all that often, is when the family gets together, that's worth a picture. And I want that to last also.
And you do look back on them. I think we all definitely have, you know, I have very fond memories. And I remember my father, who's an artist, using his Nikon throughout my childhood. But it was always at the holidays. I remember it was always in his hands.
Yeah, exactly.
And we have all those great photos. Although the haircuts I had through the years, maybe I wish he'd been a little less good at taking photos when I was a teenager.
And I will offer up, though, that I think as I get older, my parents get older, the first tip that comes to mind when I'm shooting the holidays is that I like to, now because almost every camera shoots some form of video, I like to shoot a little bit of video. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, on down the road, I think it's important to see people in their, you know, in movement and to hear them also, I think, is invaluable. So, you know, still photographs, movie footage, you know, if you have a Nikon One, you can shoot motion snapshots and things like that. So it's always a lot of fun.
So tell me, first of all, what's your biggest tip about getting the most out of a holiday photograph?
I think if there's one tip that I like to share with everyone, especially those who are shooting with compact cameras, but it's not exclusive to compact point-and-shoot type cameras, is that anticipating that you're going to take a picture goes a long ways. I've heard from any number of people that when they go to take a photograph, their reaction is to pick up the camera and, of course, mash down on the button, and they're always disappointed in that the camera doesn't fire immediately. Mm-hmm. Well, it has to kind of go through a process of focusing and acquiring your subject. And if you can sort of anticipate that you might take a photograph, it's a really big help to press that button down halfway. And a lot of people don't realize that by pressing down the shutter button on your point-and-shoot camera allows it to focus before you take a photograph. And if you press it down halfway, usually the camera will beep at you to confirm
so
that
it's
in focus.
Okay.
It's done. Yeah. And now if you can hold it in that position and anticipate that moment, that fleeting glance, that smile, that look that you want, then pressing the button the remaining halfway is so much faster and so much more responsive than if you just pulled your camera out of your bag and went to take a photograph. You will increase your shot take significantly.
So it's like kids opening gifts. If you want to catch that moment of excitement when they realize what it is, just keep the camera in your hands,
exactly.
Push it down, and then you can really get
if you can
on
sort of anticipate it and get the focus out of the way first. Mm-hmm. That way, when you see the look of excitement on their face, bang, you hit the button and the picture's there.
Cameras have lots of modes on them that I think people often forget to use because, what does that do? Yeah. Explain to me why, at the holidays, some of those modes are really good shortcuts.
They're excellent shortcuts because in certain situations, if you leave it in your camera in its most automatic mode, say, for instance, I'm from the Rocky Mountains. I'm going to go home for the holidays, and one of the cool things is that I expect there to be a lot of snow. I'm a skier. skier. Mm-hmm. I like going out in the snow. There's a perfect opportunity. If you use your camera in its normal automatic mode, it sees all that reflective snow and the sunlight shining off of it, and it can sometimes fool the exposure meter in your camera. So by using the scene mode mm-hmm. on your camera, set to either snow if your camera has that mode, or to beach, which is very similar, you know, it treats the sand just like it treats the snow. It's the sun reflecting off a very bright object, and that will automatically compensate for your photographs taken under those sort of conditions. So there's a perfect example of where a scene mode can benefit you.
One mode that I think people forget is really useful for the holidays is easy panorama. I have a tiny family, but if I had a lot of cousins, instead of getting everyone to sit in each other's lap, you just switch to easy panorama mode.
Yeah, isn't that easy? I mean, panorama mode's great when you're on vacation if you're trying to get the Grand Canyon or that huge vista, but how many people think to use it for a family shot? Yep. I mean, you can even assemble your family all the way around you if you have a big enough family. And you can shoot it in either 180-degree mode or 360-degree, and it will keep shooting as you spin around in a full circle and then create a one big, long panorama of your entire family. What a great gift the next year.
I was going to say, that's kind of a blessing or a curse, like just being surrounded by family. But the food mode, what does the food mode do? Why is that so good for shooting food?
Well, like all of these scene modes, the Nikon engineers have really designed each and every one of these modes to optimize the setting that you would normally have to go about setting in the camera. It does it automatically for you. Say, for instance, in food mode, it puts a preference on shooting close up because it assumes you're going to be within a certain focus distance of your dish.
Yep.
It also modifies the colors. It saturates the colors. It makes minor tweaks and adjustments to the internal settings of the camera to optimize that type of photograph.
Oh, that's
so
great.
Almost any of the scene modes that you can imagine, they have been optimized for that particular type of photography. And food mode, for instance, always uses a fairly wide open aperture, so you get a nice, soft,
delicious food
effect. Yes. Yeah.
Tell me one thing. You can solve this problem for me. The beautiful twinkly holiday lights
yes.
that everyone festoons the house with, they never look as beautiful in a photo as they should. What am I doing wrong? How can I shoot holiday lights
better?
Know,
it's funny. I think a lot of people are kind of I don't know. They walk outside with their camera, and they just assume the camera knows what to do in those sorts of situations. Mm-hmm. And, of course, that's when you see people outdoors at night trying to illuminate the whole city block with the flash on their camera. It's really not going to work. The camera sees that darkness, and it wants to try and compensate for that, so it automatically pops the flash up. If your camera has a time exposure mode or a long exposure mode, or in the case of the Nikon cameras, of course, we have night landscape mode. This is perfect, especially if you want to put a person in the foreground and illuminate them with flash. Mm-hmm. The camera will allow the ambient part of the exposure or the shutter speed to stay open long enough to expose the lights in the background, so you get a nice blend between the foreground and background. Most cameras will try and take a picture too quickly, or they just simply can't cope with the really dark scene. So if you set the camera, and of course it's important that you set the camera on something steady. If mm-hmm. you have a tripod, that's great. If you have a little tabletop tripod, you can set on a car. Of course, make sure you turn the motor off, otherwise it'll vibrate. But if you can set the camera someplace to help steady it, that will make a lot of difference, because under any circumstances, shooting pictures of say, for instance, holiday lights at night, you're going to need a little bit extra exposure than you would normally.
Other things worth remembering is that there are timers on cameras,
yes.
so you can be in your own photo.
Don't forget there's a timer there, absolutely.
And I always think it's really important when there's a big family gathering, there's 20 people there, it's great to designate a
yeah.
shooter. Hand a camera to someone, maybe like a 13, 14-year-old who's really getting into technology,
yeah.
and say, your job is to not miss any photos, and then no one makes the assumption that someone else is taking the shot.
That's a great idea, too. You get a kid who's well-connected, too. He can distribute all the photographs afterwards, too. Can
and,
post them for everybody to enjoy.
And, of course, remember to charge
yes.
everything.
I, of course, would go even one step further and say it's not a bad idea to have an extra spare battery for your camera that's already charged
yep.
and ready to go. But, yeah, if you're going to make a trip, it's always a great idea to have extra batteries and take your charger with you. If you know where you're going has an HDMI TV,
mm-hmm.
most of, if not all of our cameras have the capability of being plugged directly into an HDTV, so you can share your images right there on the spot also,
so
which
is have
great.
A little kit bag almost
yeah,
with you for the whole
not?
Season. And if you're at grandma's and you take a shot of dinner, you don't have to wait to show it on a computer. You can just plug it into her TV.
How exciting would that be? That would be very cool to be able to show everybody while they're there
and then.
Yep.
as they recover from lunch. But tell me, so I just want to talk about a couple of specific models. The AW100, this waterproof, rugged goodie.
Yeah.
Great for sort of snowboarding, that kind of thing.
I love this about the AW100 is that I can take it skiing. Mm-hmm. I can take photographs of people skiing and snowboarding and sledding and all of those things that I love doing in the wintertime. And of course, when next spring and summer rolls around, I'll be ready to jump in the water with it too. So there's a great camera that allows you to shoot pictures in certain situations where you would have otherwise put your camera away. So an AW100, you can take it below freezing and it can, you know, go underwater. And to take those kind of photographs in those sort of environments, I think, is a major plus.
And the P500 and the L120, the super zooms there, those kind of things, great for taking shots of skiing and snowboarding scenes.
There you go, where you can't get close to the subject that you want to photograph by actually using a long telephoto lens that puts you right there in the proximity of that subject without you having to actually physically be there and risk limbs.
And also, when we were talking about sharing with the HDMI cable, we do, of course, have a camera that has its own projector.
Yes, we do. Yes, the S1200 PJ is a great camera where if you don't have that TV nearby, in fact, anywhere you happen to be, you can push a single button on that camera and it will project the images and movies you've taken on it directly onto a wall. And here's the cool part, since it seems like so many people have iPhones or iOS devices these days, that camera also has a cable that it comes with that allows you to plug your iPhone directly into it and you can project that directly on the wall. Also, you can show last year's pictures as well.
So. Keep them on there. And of course, we do have the P300 and the P7100, these super advanced cameras.
In fact, I've got a P300 right here. I'm taking a picture of you right now.
Really? That's great. But tell me, why are those so great around the holidays? Why does it make a difference?
Well, I'll tell you, the first reason is right here. I know that our listeners can't see this, but see the P300? Now you don't. That's the best part of that right there, is that that camera fits in my jacket pocket so easily that I can carry it everywhere, and I'm likely to take it everywhere, and I'm likely to take pictures everywhere I go. So that's the big difference, is that I'll carry something like this. The P300 is wonderful in low light, especially because it's got a 1.8 lens. Also.
So there's evening parties. Yeah. You're out in the at dusk, low light, winter setting in, and you can get a really crisp photo.
Yes, or I can just put it in its fully automatic mode, and anybody can shoot pictures with it. The other cam that's really fun is the P7100. P7100 is a camera for DSLR shooters like me, but they want a smaller package, a compact camera that has the same sort of analog controls. It gives them the ability to adjust shutter speed and aperture and do bracketing and different exposure techniques. And that kind of a camera is really designed for somebody who doesn't mind carrying a little bit larger camera, who's used to carrying a DSLR. So it's a smaller alternative to carrying a DSLR with the same sort of manual controls and advanced features in a very, very capable Coolpix camera that, again, will fit in my jacket pocket.
Well, that was great, Steve. I think we've got some great ideas there about how to make the most of photos with things like anticipating that shot, but also remembering that your camera has lots of different modes and abilities to anticipate a particular kind of photo, and you will get a better photo by just switching the mode. Really simple.
Yeah, absolutely. Try them out. When you've got an opportunity, try them out. No harm in doing it.
I was going to say, start taking them now.
Yes.
Take many photos as you can.
Great idea.
So again, thank you as ever, Steve. Anyone who has any follow-up questions can go to press.nikonusa.com, where the NWW team's contact details are listed, and of course, all of our other podcasts. And please keep checking back for more new and exciting podcasts. We'll be back right around CES with even more great stuff.